राधा माधव बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरदारी। यशोदनंदन व्रज जनरंजन। यमुना तीरावन चारी। जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरदारी। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव राधा माधव जय राधा माधव। ओम विष्णुपाद परम सपरिराजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री श्रीमद येसु भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 10 చాప్టర్ 15 టెక్స్ట్ 52. అన్వాం అన్వమాం సత తద్రాజన్ గోవిందానుగ్రహేక్షితం పిత్వా విషం పరేతస్య పునర్ ఉత్తానమాత్మన అన్వమాం సత తద్రాజన్ గోవిందానుగ్రహేక్షితం పీత్వా విషం పరేతస్య పునర్ ఉత్తానమాత్మన అన్వమాం సత తద్రాజన్ గోవిందానుగ్రహేక్షితం పీత్వా విషం పరేతస్య పునర్ ఉత్తానమాత్మన అన్వమాం సత తద్రాజన్ గోవిందానుగ్రహేక్షితం పీత్వా విషం పరేతస్య పునరుత్థానమాత్మన. Anvamam satatadrajan Govindanu grahekshitam Pitva visham paretasya Punaruttanam atmana Anvamam satatadrajan Govindanu grahekshitam Pitva visham paretasya Punaruttanam atmana. What to what meaning? Anvamamsata. They subsequently thought Tat, that Rajan, O King Parikshit, Govinda, of Lord Govinda, Anugraha Ikshitam, due to the merciful glance, Pitva, having drunk, Visham, poison, Paretasya, of those who have lost their lives, Puna, once again, Uttanam, rising up, Atmana, on their own. Translation. O King, the coward boys then considered that although they had drunk poison and in fact died, simply by the merciful glass of Govinda, they had regained their lives and stood up by their own strength. I'll be reading translation from 47 to 52. That's today's shlokas. These verses does not have any purport, so I'll be just covering the translations. Text 47. O King, the Supreme Lord Krishna thus wandered about the Vrindavana area, performing his pastimes. Once surrounded by his boyfriends, he went without Balrama to the Yamuna River. Text 48. At that time, the cows and coward boys were feeling acute distress from the glaring summer sun. Afflicted by thirst, they drank the water of the Yamuna River, but it had been contaminated with poison. 49 and 50. As soon as they touched the poisoned water, all the cows and boys lost their consciousness by the divine power of the Lord and fell lifeless at the water's edge. O hero of the Kurus, seeing them in such a condition, Lord Krishna, the master of all masters of mystic potency, felt compassion for these devotees who had no Lord other than him. Thus he immediately brought them back to life by showering his nectarian glance upon them. 51. Regaining their full consciousness, the cows and boys stood up out of water and began to look at one another in great astonishment. O King, the coward boys then considered that although they had drunk poison and in fact had died, simply by the merciful glance of Govinda, they had regained their lives and stood up by their own strength. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lilita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaurabhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे। टुडे वी विल बी डिस्कसिंग द समर पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ द लॉर्ड। टिल नाउ इन प्रीवियस क्लासेस इट इज अबाउट किलिंग देनुकासुरा एंड द पास्ट टाइम्स विच कृष्ण परफॉर्म्ड व्हेन इन द कार्तिक टाइम। व्हेन द चैप्टर 15 स्टार्टेड इट वाज कार्तिक एंड दिस इज द समर ऑफ देयर सिक्स्थ ईयर। लाइक कृष्ण एंटर्ड हिज एज ऑफ सिक्स ईयर ओल्ड एंड ही स्टार्टेड taking the cows out for to the forest for grazing, and then he went with his friends. There he found the demon Denukasura, and he killed that along with like the Balrama and Krishna killed Denukasura demon, and now they are entering the summer pastimes with the Kaliya. Every living entity, they seek pleasure, they seek for happiness. Even the Vedanta Sutra says Anandamayo Vyasa, like every soul, the soul need is to get pleasure. We try many things to get that. We try watching movies, or we try seeing some scenery, going to a natural places, eating some food, or touching some objects, smelling some perfume, or hearing some music. Whatever we do, we are doing that so that we can get some happiness. But the way we do, or the way we are trying to approach to get happiness, is from outside to inside. Like I do some external activity, and by that activity, I can get some happiness inside, is what we are trying to achieve. But that activity, whether it is gaining money, or gaining people, or gaining position, or gaining any other object, will only can touch up to your senses or maximum up to your mind. It can't touch the self, that is your soul or yourself. Because you are trying to do something or trying to fulfill the needs of your body and mind, but you are ignoring the needs of the soul. It's like you are painting the cage of the bird with gold, but you are leaving the bird inside, not feeding it. The bird will die. Just taking care of the external, or trying to become happy by outside in, will not work out for self-satisfaction. You may feel satisfied for some time, temporarily, because for your body needs, but we as a soul, we seek unlimited pleasure, unlimited happiness, but the body can give us only limited happiness. I may feel happy when I eat a gulab jamun, but I can't take more than two, three. If you eat more than 10, you have to go to hospital. And whatever we do, like if you watch TV, you get eyesight. And anything material, we can't, our body can't handle unlimitedly. It has limited capacity. Any activity, it has limited capacity. So that unlimited pleasure that we are seeking will not come with the sense gratification. It has to come from inside out. When happiness comes from inside out, that is called self-satisfaction. That is satisfaction which is coming from heart. Bhagavatam called it as enatma suprasidati. Enatma suprasidati. Atma means self, suprasidati, happiness. How can we achieve that happiness? Bhagavatam first canto starts with questions by the sages. Sages ask, "Oh my dear Suta Goswami, there are so many literatures, there are so many activities, but for the people in general, what is the essence of all the scriptures? What is the essence of all the activities that people can do so that they can achieve enatma suprasidati, they can achieve self-satisfaction?" So that is the questions, that's how Srimad Bhagavatam starts in the first canto, first chapter. Then it proceeds. Suta Goswami explaining, "Savai pumsam paro dharmo eto bhaktir adokshaje ahaituki apratihata enatma suprasidati." That satisfaction you are seeking for, that will not come by doing your occupational duties. That happiness will not come by doing or performing your varnashrama dharma. If that does not produce, ఎనీ అట్రాక్షన్ ఫర్ కృష్ణ. సవై పుంసాం పరో ధర్మం ఎతో భక్తిర్ అధోక్షజే. వాట్ ఎవర్ యాక్టివిటీ యూ డూ, దట్ యాక్టివిటీ యూ డూ విచ్ ప్రొడ్యూసెస్ భక్తిర్ అధోక్షజే, భక్తి ఫర్ కృష్ణ, దట్ ఈస్ ధర్మ. అండ్ బై దట్ యాక్టివిటీ యూ విల్ గెట్ సుప్రసీదతి. అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ యాక్టివిటీ విచ్ గివ్ భక్తి టు కృష్ణ? దట్ ఈస్ భక్తి ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్. భక్తి కెనాట్ బి గివెన్ ఆర్ భక్తి కెనాట్ బి కాజ్డ్ బై సమ్ అదర్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ యాక్టివిటీ. భక్తి ఈజ్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్ కాజ్. భక్తి నో హ్యాజ్ నో అదర్ కాజెస్. దెన్ హౌ టు అచీవ్ దట్ ప్రేమ భక్తి? ఈజ్ బై సాధన భక్తి. సాధన భక్తి బై ప్రాక్టీస్ ఆఫ్ భక్తి యూ విల్ గెట్ ప్రేమ భక్తి. భక్తి ఈజ్ ద కాజ్ ఆఫ్ భక్తి. సో దట్ సాటిస్ఫాక్షన్ విచ్ వీఆర్ సీకింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద హార్ట్ విల్ కమ్ బై రెండరింగ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ టు కృష్ణ, by rendering devotional service to devotees. So, and we see like primarily there are three diseases in the material existence: shoka, moha and bhaya. Shoka is lamentation. We lament for the things which we don't have, and we lament more for the things which others have. I may not have, but that person has it, that's why I lament. We can see in example of Diti. Diti don't have children. She is not happy that I don't have children. She is not happy because my co-wife has children and I don't have. So that lead to the birth of Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. By her lamentation and by her indulging in the activity in improper time, they gave birth to Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. And moha, illusion. We think that we can achieve happiness by gaining some objects, by gaining some money or doing some sense activity. That's like illusion, because how much you try, you can't win this game in the material world, because for game to win, you should have a goal. And sense gratification in this material world does not have any end goal. If you see spiritual activity, we have a goal to achieve Krishna, to serve Krishna, to please Krishna. But sense gratification in material world does not have a goal. It's endless. You just have to go round and round. And this moha illusion is too bad that even when Pururava, when he prayed to Krishna, he did yajna to get to see Vishnu. When he saw Vishnu, the thing he asked is, Vishnu, I want Urvasi. Is like Vishnu is in front of him, he can ask for anything, he can ask for devotional service, but he is asking for Urvasi, because that is his, that attachment, that illusion is too big. And the third one is bhaya, fear that we lose something, I may lose what I have, or I am afraid that I may not be successful in my activity. We have that fear. Shoka, moha and bhaya. These things are the primary diseases in the material world, in this material existence. Then how can we get out of this shoka moha bhaya? Srimad Bhagavatam 177. This is when Vyasadeva starts compiling Srimad Bhagavatam. He says this verse. Yasyam vaishruyamananam Krishna parama purushe. భక్తిర్ ఉత్పద్యతే పుంస శోక మోహ భయాపహ. సింప్లీ బై గివింగ్ ఆరల్ రిసెప్షన్ టు దిస్ వేదిక్ లిటరేచర్ ద ఫీలింగ్ ఫర్ లవింగ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ టు లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ స్ప్రౌట్స్ అప్ అట్ వన్స్ టు ఎస్టింగ్విష్ ద ఫైర్ ఆఫ్ లామెంటేషన్ ఇల్యూజన్ అండ్ ఫియర్లెస్నెస్. సో జస్ట్ బై గివింగ్ ఆరల్ రిసెప్షన్ టు శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం వీ కెన్ get out of this shoka moha and bhaya. And what should be my mood when I am hearing this? We should hear this with intention to please Krishna. That is called bhakti bhavana. When we have that bhakti bhavana and when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam with that bhavana, with that intention, then shoka moha and bhaya will be gone. So this bhakti bhavana we have to cultivate, because without intention we may try whatever we may do, that is to satisfy our own senses. we can see in example of Chanurmushtik, the wrestlers, when Krishna went to Mathura, Kamsa engaged Chanurmushtik to fight with Krishna. They are punching Krishna, they are beating Krishna, they are yelling at Krishna. They have full mind concentrated on Krishna. They have their body, mind and senses on Krishna. But is it devotional service? No. But Krishna is pleased with their activity. They are beating him and Krishna is laughing and beating back. Krishna is pleased, but still they didn't intend to please Krishna. They incidentally pleased Krishna. They don't have that intention to please Krishna. Like just by the accident or incidentally they please Krishna. And we can see in contrary an example of Yashoda. Yashoda when milking and she saw that milk is boiling on the stove. And she put Krishna aside and she ran to switch off that stove. But Krishna is not pleased. Krishna cried. But is that not bhakti? It is bhakti. Because she wants to put that milk aside so that she can feed Krishna nicely. Apparently it may look like Krishna is crying. But that pleases Krishna. That is bhakti. Not the one which Kamsa or Chanurmushtik tried to do. And in this, now we come to this, I gave this introduction so that we have that mood to hear about Srimad Bhagavatam, so that we can come out of Shoka, Moha and Bhaya and we can hear the pastimes with the mood of Bhakti. Here, like previously, we've seen that Krishna and Balarama killed Dhenukasura and they came back home. And immediately in the text 47, we see that they went out and the summer pastime starts. So there are like, Krishna's pastimes are unlimited. If you keep on speaking, it will be like not even 18 cantos are enough. So Shukadeva Goswami has condensed and telling to Parikshit Maharaj what he feels like. He wants to cover everything about Krishna pastimes. So because this pastime happened in November, like the previous Dhenukasura and everything during Gopashtami time, which is, and this again is in the summer time. So there is like unlimited pastimes which are happening in between. So he starts with like Krishna and Krishna went to Vrindavana forest with his boyfriends without Balarama. So here without Balarama, because it's the end of their sixth year, it's the summer time, like August we have Balaram Jayanti coming. So that day is the Balaram Jayanti, when that's why Balaram stayed back in the home and Krishna went only with his cowherd boyfriends and cows to Vrindavana forest. And we can see that the cows and cowherd boys were feeling acute distress from glaring sun. And afflicted by thirst, they drank the water of Yamuna river. So, one may ask, like, why did Krishna didn't drink that water? Why did cows and the cowherd boys went ahead and drank the poisonous water and they fell unconscious? Because they are, that summertime, they feel so much heat and they are thirsty. They went running and they drank the water of that Yamuna, which is poisoned by the Kaliya's poison. One may question, it is said that even one hear about Krishna, they don't feel thirst. Then how can this cowherd boy feel thirsty that they went ahead of Krishna and they went to drink that water? The next shloka explains that Vishambastat upashprishya daivopahata chetasa daivopahata chetasa. The translation says, as soon as they touched the poisoned water, all cows and boys lost their consciousness by the divine power of the Lord and fell lifeless at the water's edge. So they touched the poisonous water and they didn't feel unconscious because of the poison of the water. They felt unconscious by the divine power of the Lord, not by the power of the poison. So this explains that this pastime is staged by Krishna so that he can fight with Kaliya, so that this pastime of Kaliya, so we can relish that. That's the prime reason why Krishna performed this pastime. It is not by the power of Kaliya, or it is not that the covered boys and cows are thirsty. It's the Krishna's yogamaya potency that made the boys to go ahead and drink. And these covered boys are not ordinary living entities. They are eternal. How can they die? Just Krishna covered their potency so that they feel like they, I'm dead. And we can see in the 50 verse that Krishna Yogeshwareshwara Ikshamruta Varshinya Swanathan Samajivayat Yogeshwareshwara. Ishwara, Yogeshwara means controller or the master of the yoga. And Krishna is Yoga Eshwara Eshwara. He is the master of the master of the yoga. One may see some yogic tricks, or a yogi may perform some small yoga trick, like I can showing some ashes or bringing some stone from the mouth or whatever he does that activity. But this is just a trace of the small portion of the Krishna's yoga potency. Like he is not only master of the yoga, he is master of masters of yoga. And he just glanced at the devotees who fell unconscious, and just by the glance they come out conscious, they get up, they stood up, just by the glance of Krishna. And regaining their full consciousness, the cows and boys stood up out of water and began to look at one another in great astonishment. They're looking at one another, oh, I'm just died. How did I come back to life? They are trying to remember. It says like sampratita smrutya. Smrutya is translated as their memory. They regained their memory perfectly. And they are trying to remember, how did I came back? Then it says, Govinda anugrahekshitam. Govinda anugrahekshitam. I regained my consciousness just by the anugraha of Govinda. Just by the mercy of Govinda, I am able to be alive again. So this consciousness, they came because they remember that previously Gargamuni has said that this Krishna will get you out of all the troubles whenever you face the troubles. So they remembered the statement of Gargamuni, and they didn't even talk with each other. Just by they looked at each other with astonishment, and they concluded this happened because of the anugraha of Krishna. Just by the mercy of Krishna, by his glance, we are able to regain our consciousness, come back to lives. Punar uttana atmanaha, once again rising up on their own. So we can see in this like, just by having the glance of Krishna, they have come out of the death, or the so-called death which Krishna enacted, or Krishna covered them with yoga maya potency. Similarly, by the anugraha of Krishna, by the glance of Krishna in our lives, our material existence, this dark, we can come out of this darkness of material existence just by the glance of Krishna. And how can we achieve that glance of Krishna? We can see here that Swanathan, this covered boys, does not have any Natha other than Krishna. Natha means master. Swanathan, like Krishna is their master, and they don't have any other shelter. We may try to put ourselves in a position where we seek shelter from so many objects or so many things, like I may be protected by gaining more money. I may be protected if I have a big family. I may be protected if I have such and such things. But we plan for it, we try to achieve it, we lament for it. But whatever we do, we are not safe in this material world. Padam padam yad vipadam natesham. Every step in this material world, there is a danger. And only shelter is Krishna's lotus feet. And because covered boys has taken Krishna as their master, they are protected just by the glance of Krishna. One may think like, I took shelter of Krishna, but I still have problems. Why is it so? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays in his Shishtashtakam like Aslishyava Padaratam Vinastumam Matprananatas Tusayevanaparaha. Like, whatever you do, Krishna, you may hug me, or you may beat me, or whatever you do, I am your servant unconditionally. So Krishna's devotees does not mind if the problems come or the happiness come. They are stable in their rendering devotional service. Parikshit Maharaj, he came to know that I will die in 7 days. He may have counter-cursed, or he may try to kill that snake serpent which is going to kill him. I will kill like my enemy so that I won't get killed. But Parikshit Maharaj, instead of doing all the other stuff, he went to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Sukadeva Goswami, because that is the ultimate purpose of life. And he is the devotee. He does not mind that he is going to die, because he knows that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. And my master of Krishna is Krishna, and I want to hear about him. He took that as an opportunity. We can even see in the case of Narada Muni. Narada was a 5-year-old boy when his mother died. He took it as it is a special mercy of Krishna. He mentions to Vyasadeva, when my mother died, I took as a special mercy of Krishna and I went ahead to perform austerities to see Krishna. So whatever difficulties we may get, or whatever difficulties comes in our lives, we have to take it as a mercy of Krishna and accept it and go ahead in our lives. And how can we get that power of handling that much distress or handling that situation is by hearing about Krishna. By hearing about Krishna, you will gain the power to handle any situation, either it is happiness and distress, you will be equal in your life. We can see here like shoka moha bayapaha, like all the illusion that I am this body will be gone. All the fear will be gone. All the lamentation will be gone. And when Parikshit is questioning Sukadeva Goswami, he is asking Sukadeva Goswami to speak about Srimad Bhagavatam, he is saying the words which even encourages Sukadeva Goswami. Shrinuta shraddaya nityam granatascha swacheshtitam kalena nati dirghena Bhagavan Vishate Hridi. Persons who hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly are always taking the matter very seriously, will have the personality of Godhead Shri Krishna manifested in their hearts within a short time. By hearing Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and seriously, not jokingly, seriously, if you hear Srimad Bhagavatam daily, Krishna will be there in your heart, like Krishna will be manifested in your heart within very short time. We are having this Bhagavatam every day in the morning, so that like whoever can take the opportunity of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam daily by the morning program, by this Mangalarati and by the Srimad Bhagavatam class, they can very soon get Krishna manifested in their heart. And it is said swacheshtitan. Swacheshtitan means with your own endeavor, not by the other's endeavor. One may say, devotees will help me, I will be in around the devotees, they will help me hearing. No, swacheshtitam. Devotees will help you to inspire to hear, but you have to hear. You have to read Srimad Bhagavatam. By association of devotees, you will get inspiration to hear, and when they speak, you can hear. But you have to have that intention to hear about Krishna, hear about Srimad Bhagavatam. By that endeavor and by hearing about Krishna seriously, Krishna will be manifested in our heart. And by Krishna's glance on us, all our problems will be gone. It is just a side result. The main result is you will get bhakti bhavana. You will get bhakti. Bhakti is the goal of bhakti. You do sadhana bhakti to get prema bhakti. Knowledge, detachment, or stress relief, everything is just a side thing. They are just, you will get some bonus points. This is not the main goal. The main goal is to achieve Krishna, the prema bhakti. So this is the starting of summer pastimes of Krishna, and in the next classes you see about how Krishna chastises the serpent Kaliya. Hare Krishna. Any questions? So I encourage all of you to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, to read Srimad Bhagavatam, so that you will get that bhakti in your heart. Krishna will always protect you. Just hear Srimad Bhagavatam, all your distress, all our problems, everything will be gone. They will be gone not so that you can enjoy. They will be gone so that you can perform devotional service more. So your mood should be, I want to perform devotional service more. So hear more, you can perform more. Not like hear more so that I can get relief of my stress and then I can go back and enjoy. You go back and enjoy, you will again fall down. So hear more so that you can enjoy Krishna more, you can please Krishna more, so that hear more so that you can hear more. Yeah, Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhu. So basically, the summation of that is the distress is Krishna's mercy. Now, it's easy to say, keep chanting, read Bhagavatam like this, but in like a realistic situation, the frustration has already come in this distress. What are like practical applications to try to negate this from even coming to the consciousness? You know what I mean? Like, for example, they're trying to do something and getting frustrating, something's not working, and it's just like, you're just like, Hare Krishna, but it's like, that frustration has already come. You've stopped it by chanting now, but what are some practical ways to try to alleviate that from even manifesting?
That frustration or dissatisfaction?
Yeah, distress or, you know, some unfavorable situation that is causing us, you know, mental anxiety like this.
Yeah. As long as we are in this material body, as long as we think that I am this body and I have some expectations, if these expectations is not met, I will feel frustrated. Is that a true statement?
No, I think that's pretty spot on, yeah.
Yeah, so unmet expectations will lead to distress, and that all comes from the point called avidya, ignorance. Ignorance is the main cause of all the other troubles. This avidya can be cut by bhakti. Like, you may say like, this may be not practical, it is easy to say that stress relief, or even Vyasadeva, he was distressed, he was not happy before writing this Srimad Bhagavatam. But by doing sadhana bhakti, by practice and by hearing, this is a practical activity. This is not like pseudo thing, like you think about something, you just feel that. I'm not saying you just feel you are happy. I'm saying you have to do an activity. This is a practical thing. That activity is hearing, chanting and rendering service. And how we should hear is, we should hear, we should approach a spiritual master, we should approach a guru and render service submissively and inquire from him, then he impart that knowledge. And this stress or unfavorable situation will be gone. We may think that this may be not practical, Bhagavatam is saying. Just saying, I have seen, it doesn't work. But if we do it daily, it will work. There is no if and but. It will work if we do it correctly. With intention to please Krishna, if we read Srimad Bhagavatam and hear Srimad Bhagavatam, your heart will be pleased. You will feel the satisfaction. It is guaranteed by Sukadeva Goswami. Srimad Bhagavatam guarantees that if you read this, if you hear this with a submissive heart, you will be satisfied. Enatma suprasidati. And how this works is like, it is said in 11th canto, when you feel hungry, you take food and you feel that satisfaction and your hunger is gone. Similarly, when you do bhakti, you will feel satisfied, your distress is gone. It is said like, you will get, when you eat food, you will get satisfaction, you will get your hunger gone, and you will get the energy. Similarly, when you do bhakti, you will experience Krishna, you will, that all your stress is gone, and you will get bhakti. So, how much, like, when you eat a little, you will feel satisfied a little. When you do a little, like sadhana bhakti, you will get satisfied a little, and there will be a stress. When you intensify your bhakti, like, it is like eating little more, you will get more happiness. So, the only solution is Krishna consciousness. Like, there may be people who may say, you can breathe in, breathe out. It may work temporarily. But if you want a permanent solution, by regularly practicing, by regularly engaging, not like now and then, regularly. Srimad Bhagavatam here says, Shraddhaya Nityam, Shrunvata Shraddhaya Nityam, regularly. When we do it regularly as a practice, then we get Rati, that attraction for Krishna. And all our distress is gone. And when we preach this message about Krishna to others, then we don't care about our problems. We try to solve others' problems and we forget our problems. This comes because that is selflessness. We are selflessly trying to serve somebody, which is an internal quality. We have to develop internal qualities so that we will feel satisfied. That internal qualities will come by association with devotees, by hearing, by chanting. And this works if you do it regularly. This is a practical solution. Prabhupada translates the word vijnanam, vidya, like he says jnanam and vijnanam. Jnanam is knowledge, and vijnanam he translates as practical application. And this Krishna consciousness is vijnanam. It's a practical application.
Hare Krishna, thank you.
Hare Krishna. Any other questions? Yogamaya is one form of Krishna. Even after keeping Krishna in mind, that thoughts of Maya cover us, and how to overcome her and keep mind on God. So, even after keeping Krishna in mind, the thoughts of Maya cover us, and how to overcome her and keep mind on God. So, we can see in the case of Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj, it is said, he had Uttama Shloka Lalasa. He has that, Uttama Shloka is Krishna Lalasa. He has that intense love for Krishna, Uttama Shloka Lalasa. But, and he went to forest, leaving everything like a mala, like a waste. He left his kingdom, he left his children, he left his wife. And he went to forest to do meditation on Krishna. And he went to the stage of Bhava. And from there, he again fell down, just by getting attracting to a deer. There, Acharyas and Prabhupada explains, he even in that stage, he felt Maya because he don't have association of devotees. When we take association of devotees, we have some engagement. Ideal mind is a devil worship, and we try to think about Krishna, but we have to do a activity. Krishna in Prabhupada in Third Canto, Kapila Muni asks, one has to instructs that one has to think about Krishna in the mind. Then in the purport, Prabhupada writes, in the age of Kali Yuga, to think of Krishna in the mind is very difficult. But even a child can become Krishna consciousness just by hearing. Because that is very easy activity, and sound vibration is a very so powerful and very important that even a child just by hearing can become Krishna conscious. Coming back to the Bharat Maharaj pastime, he has to fell down to from Bhava stage to Maya because he slowly got like attracted to deer. When Maya sees an opportunity, she won't directly attack you when you are in Krishna. She will go like as a small needle and it will come out as a big bar. So one has to put oneself in the association of devotee and try to do an activity. Simply by trying to remember Krishna is not possible for us in the age of Kali, and we are not in the pure devotional stage. For us to be sadhana bhaktis, sadhana bhakti is recommended, attending Mangalarati, doing Harati to Krishna, taking darshan of Krishna, and hearing about Krishna, chanting about Krishna, washing vessels in the temple, lifting some boga, taking something. This activity makes us engaged in Krishna. Just by thinking in the mind, we can't come out of Maya. Just by being alone, we can't come out of Maya. You can read Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 29th chapter, 14th verse to 29th verse. Prabhupada explains all the practical activities which you can do so that you don't want to be in Maya and you will be in Krishna. 3:29:14 to 3:29:29. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.